chat in person. We were using WhatsApp before. Very happy that you're in Cape Town. I trust you had good experiences in this beautiful city of ours, Chad?
Always do, always do. We come down every couple of months on investigation, but really great to be here today. Lovely studio, lovely energy.
Thank you. Chad, we've literally looked forward to these consistent interviews we've had with you on PM Drive. Literally a year to the day, General Kwanazi faced the nation. It was live streamed across the country. It sent shockwaves through the country. But now a lot has happened in the year. I'm tempted to literally pluck at so many things. But where do we start, Chad? A year later, what have we actually experienced a year later since the Matlanga Commission and since General Kwanazi spoke to the nation openly? Some would still continue to argue, well, General Kwanazi probably still has a lot of his own skeletons in the closet. That I'm sure probably at some point we will get to hear of. But that aside, a year since all of these shocking allegations and shocking sets of info placed before the country.
So I try to summarize this as best as possible, and I wrote that as a result of Nkwanazi's dramatic expose of a police service, which is basically on life support, which was compromised by corrupt actors and infiltrated by organized crime, the president established the Matlanga Commission, Parliament convened the ad hoc committee, the Commissioner of SAP set up the Special Investigations Task Team to probe all criminal referrals stemming from the Matlanga Commission. What we've seen is high-profile arrests by the SAP's PKTT, SAP's Special Investigations Task Team, IPED, as well as by IDAC. A year down the line, we already have a high-profile case where there's a plea bargain being negotiated, and that's Vusikat Mthlala in respect of the SAP's wellness tender contract that was awarded in a corrupt manner and fashion. Apart from that, as a result of that devastating but very necessary presser of exactly a year ago, we've seen assassinations, suicides, staged assassinations, shootings, and threats made to witnesses. But, and this is to your point about Nkwanazi with his own skeletons, he was rightfully nominated as the 2025 Newsmaker of the Year, and no matter what may be said by some of his detractors, he may have actually saved our country from slipping into failed state status. And I think for that, he's earned our gratitude as a nation, because he was the first person in uniform prepared to stand up and make the call for a probe into what he called a massive criminal infiltration.
So, Chad, in the last probably year or so, we've had analysts like Richard Pithouse, Professor Dirk Kotze, and so many others that have argued in the conversations with us on PM Drive that South Africa has literally become a mafia state. We've got the construction mafia, got the water mafia, education mafia, energy and electricity mafia. And essentially, they've argued, watch how they've set up the illegal infrastructure, starting off perhaps in KZN, and I'm using KZN as an example, and then gradually spreading to Gauteng, Eastern Cape, etc. And then they've continued to speak of there has to be serious investigations into, and this was pre-Matlanga Commission, this was pre-Kwanazi actually doing that presser that you referenced. Compromise of our law enforcement, of our judiciary, our government officials, etc. And these guests have largely argued there has to be proper investigative journalism.